Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of G&O Inc. And Michael, we have a special guest.
Yeah, great friend of mine, great leader in our community in the Gulf South, Deanna Rodriguez. She is the CEO of Entergy New Orleans, here to talk about a new initiative, the Gulf South Business Roundtable.
Deanna, welcome to the show. It's good to hear from you again. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. Now I get to join the club. I mean, you guys are on all the time, and so this makes me feel really special. So I appreciate it.
It's special.
Hold on. Sure. It won't last long.
That's great. Well, I'm trying to share some information about something that is much like G&O Inc., bigger than, you know, just one city, and it's bigger than, it's more about the region. It's the Gulf South Business Roundtable, and it's a new initiative that Entergy is a part of, and I mean big Entergy and not Entergy New Orleans alone. And we're combined with manufacturing and infrastructure companies, and it's all to give the Gulf South a stronger voice in national policy.
Absolutely, and it includes the states of Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Texas. And the numbers that you quoted here of the contribution to the U.S. GDP out of these five states is huge.
It is huge. And sometimes I think if we act alone, if we just talk about Louisiana, if we just talk about Texas, or, for, you know, as you go down up and around the Gulf Coast, if we get together and we talk about what this means, not just to the energy industry, but to the manufacturing industry and to the infrastructure companies that all work in the region, it's a really big deal. So $2.7 trillion to the U.S. economy is nothing to sneeze at.
No, not at all. The founding members, Entergy Corporation and the five operating companies that fall under that, Alabama Power Company, Kinder Morgan, and Mitsubishi Power Americas, all huge companies in their own right.
That's right. And what we thought it would make a lot of sense for all of us, where we do agree, and this is on infrastructure and kind of the importance of the Gulf South, to go up to D.C. together so that we're all hand in hand and trying to make sure that we're not forgotten, that our communities and our region is not overlooked. And it's really shaping the decisions that impact energy, infrastructure, and then economic growth.
Yep. Deanna, more and more, your infrastructure, utility infrastructure across this country is really top of mind. Especially when we look at a lot of the new developments and the requirements that they have for power, right?
That's right. And, you know, part of what we'll talk about and work on with this roundtable is the investment in people and the jobs to upgrade our infrastructure and what it means for the investment in training and education and create pathways to these jobs. But we have the people here, and we have the people along the Gulf Coast, and it's also adding that job and investment into the Gulf Coast region so that we can do one and the same.
And, you know, what Entergy has done with the Meta project in North Louisiana and standing ready and having a plan and a way to execute it on it is emblematic of just how important it is for the economic development of this state and actually the whole Gulf South. And coming together, I think, just in bringing all of those forces together and being able to sell that to Congress and other decision makers, I think is going to be a real difference maker in the short term, but in the long term for sure.
Oh, I agree. And I look at what happened in North Louisiana as a great case study on how when everybody is aligned, so that you had the governor, you had the legislature, you had the Public Service Commission, you had Meta, the company, and Entergy, Entergy Louisiana, and you also had the communities, you had the parishes involved, you had the business community. Everybody had to be aligned. That's what we're talking about on a national basis, on a federal policy basis. When everybody agrees that investing in this community or in jobs or in workforce development, whatever it is, when we're all aligned, it can have such a huge impact.
Well, I really, and Michael, if you want to weigh in on this, the forward thinking of what y'all are doing with this initiative, because you want to be complementary to how fast innovation is moving today as opposed to an impediment, right? And the more that you can communicate, the more transparency there is, the more and clear understanding there is of what is needed, the better position you're in to be able to satisfy the needs of that innovation.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that completely. And the more that we can bring together this, I call it the third coast, you know, going from Texas all the way over to Florida, including Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Arkansas, it's the right kind of unit. It's going to be the energy center of the country and in many ways the world. And yeah, by encouraging this communication and collaboration, it's going to put all the companies on the forward foot. And it's going to be better for the country. So, I'm a collaboration guy. It's kind of our bread and butter here at Deanna Wink. So I love this.
Deanna, just kind of curious. I mean, you know, in some sectors of technology today, the innovation is moving at a very rapid pace. If you would, for the benefit of the listening audience, that's sometimes it's just not easy to stay out in front of that curve, right?
Well, that's our job though, right? So yeah. It isn't easy. And I think that what you're seeing happening is that the growth is so dramatic that it will serve two purposes. One, it will allow us to invest in jobs here. So you still need people. And then the other piece is that it will drive this innovation that we don't even know what's going to come next. So we have to have the resources and the workforce along the Gulf Coast, which I think this really addresses. And I think that's kind of the beauty of the partnership, because it does have manufacturing involved. It has not just the energy sector, but like you said, Mitsubishi Power and Kinder Morgan and others. And now we're able to really look at how we're going to build these new power plants. How are we going to find the workforce to upgrade our transmission lines? What are we doing along this coast to make sure that we're not forgotten? It's, you know, when you look at what happens during a hurricane, for example, and everything shuts down, it has an impact on the rest of the country. And in fact, the world, same thing here. And instead of, you know, preventing or addressing a crisis, we're getting ahead of it. And so that we don't have that crisis and we can stand ready.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You have to be really excited about this initiative, right? I mean, because when you say you don't even know what's coming next, when I heard that, it kind of sends a little bit of a chill down my spine, you know, thinking about trying to react to it and trying to forecast where are we going. And then all of a sudden you have these new technologies coming at you from left field. It's like, oh, my God, we have to accommodate this. We have to accommodate that.
Yeah, it's so exciting. Who would have thought, you know, we started with, like, even the phones. You know, I always tell people when we're talking about infrastructure and you go, well, who would have thought you were going to go ring somebody's doorbell and you're going to be on video? I mean, something that touches everybody. And then now it is Michael's writing a book using AI. I mean, it goes from one extreme to the other. So
he's got 17 chapters done already.
I'm telling you, and it was over the break. So that's the fast pace that we're seeing with, you know, with Meta, and we're seeing with these data centers, and we're seeing with technology overall. So there'll be a lot of solutions, and as much as it may be a little scary, it's really exciting because in that we're going to have some solutions that will be powered by this new opportunity of technology.
Michael, anything you want to add?
Yeah, I think if you look at these energy companies, particularly the founders like Entergy and Alabama Power, Mitsubishi Power Americas, is that they've got both ends of this issue. On one hand, the demands of AI on power are like nothing we've ever seen before in our lifetimes. On the other hand, AI is going to be transforming and impacting these power companies themselves. So they're going to have to be kind of, you know, building the plane while they're flying it. So being able to get together and collaborate, whether it's to trade ideas or to work together on advocacy in D.C., it's awfully smart. So I'm really excited to see this.
Well, Deanna, thank you so much for sharing this information about this initiative, and congratulations to Entergy and all of the operating companies and the other participants on this initiative. It's great to have a Louisiana-based company taking a lead like this, and something to be very proud of.
Well, we're excited to be here with you. So thanks for letting us share that information with your audience.
And Deanna, Michael's book, Come Heck or High Water, will be available at about 1 p.m. today. You can get it at any number of locations.
I've already got the first three sentences written, but we'll wait till after the break because I have to do it in the voice of Mark Train. He speaks slowly.
All right, guys. I appreciate the fun this morning. So thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. Deanna Rodriguez, CEO of Entergy New Orleans. We'll be right back, folks, for Michael's roundup on his book when we return. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.